Let's welcome in our next guest. He is the offensive coordinator at the University of Utah, as well as the quarterback's coach. You can find him on Twitter at Coach Roderick. It is Coach Aaron Roderick. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Coach. Man, that weather was, I mean, seemingly pretty awful over there in Corvallis. I mean, on TV, it certainly looked like the weather maybe peaked at certain times. What was that like as a play caller going through blizzard scenarios?
Yeah, I think TV did not do it justice. I happened to see just my kids recorded it, and I watched a little bit of it with them. And you definitely could not tell on TV how hard that wind was blowing. It was from my vantage point up in the booth. I could see rain just going sideways. And when I was watching teams in pregame warmups, and nobody could complete a pass on either side, and then it was pretty ugly. It was the kickoffs and stuff, like when they're going one direction, look like laser beams, and then they go the other direction, they just hang up in the air and just drop straight down. It was pretty ugly, but you know, we found a way to win ugly, and we don't want to play like that all the time, but we got through it, and now it's all on to UCLA now. We're done even talking about it. We tell everybody yesterday, just put it behind us and let's go beat UCLA.
You know, that defensive front for UCLA, specifically the defensive line, is pretty talented. They're pretty deep. You know, how are you guys preparing as an offense for a group that, I mean, that might be the best defensive line you guys have faced all season?
Yeah, they're as good as anybody will play ever. I mean, they're really that good. The whole unit, really, they don't have a weakness on defense. Talent-wise, I would say they're right there with USC at every position. I think they're playing a little bit better than USC as a unit. You know, these guys are really, really good defense. They're not super complicated. They just are good at what they do and they get after it. There are some similarities between them and our defense that do carry over into the game plan. So it's kind of nice. We get some good practice work. Some of the things we do in practice every day, you know, can carry over into this game. So I think that's a positive for us.
Coach Aaron Roderick's our guest. 1320K fan Joe Williams came back after his brief retirement. He had 34 carries. Is he a guy that can carry the ball that many times consistently, or was that because of the weather?
Yeah, well, I don't think we would want to 30. I mean, I don't never say never, but that wasn't the plan going in. We were going in, I was thinking 15 carries, maybe 20, something like that, depending on how he was feeling. But just, yeah, the day kind of dictated that that's the way it went, so. But, yeah, we appreciate what he's doing, and we plan on him carrying the ball a bunch this week.
You ever heard of a team going through six different running backs throughout the course of a season?
No, I've never been through anything quite like this, but, there's no excuses. And my job is to find a way to win with whatever we have available, and, you know, that's just how it is. I'm not gonna spend time worrying about who is available and who's not. We just got to find a way to win with what we have. And, you know, that's my job. And the players, we talk to them every day. It's your job. The next guy's got to step up and play. And we'll find a way. We'll get it done.
Aaron Roderick's our guest, 1320K fan. We did get to see Corey Butler-Byrd used more as a running back. He had 10 carries last game. Is he a guy who can continue to pick up more and more workload as the season goes on? Can you find different places to line him up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he can do anything. It's just a matter of how much, how much we can put on his plate as far, you know, mentally. Like, he's a smart guy. I'm not saying he isn't. I'm just saying that last week we started with a few things and said, let's see how he handles these things. And then if he does well with them, then we'll continue to build on it. And so he did a nice job with what he had. And so we're going to build on it every week. And you'll see him featured in more ways every week. And you know, this week we're playing in 90-degree weather at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on grass. And so, you know, hopefully there's more stuff we can do with him than we could in those conditions last Saturday.
Coach, you got a nasty offensive line. You got a group that's throwing guys on the ground. They're mauling people at times. What's that like going back and watching film and you see a guy like Garrett Bowles blocking guys for 10 seconds at a time and throwing them off camera?
Yeah, it's fun. It's really fun. I love these guys. I think I have a really good relationship with them. I like to, you know, just from coaching the quarterbacks, I always make sure they know they're appreciated, and they're doing an awesome job. And it's fun to watch those guys. They got a lot of personality, and they bring a lot of juice to practice every day. And little a little humor too. You know, the old linemen always have a unique sense of humor, and but most of all, just love how physical they're playing. They're playing tough and doing a good job.
Coach, I know it's hard to predict what health is going to look like, but is this a team, and we see this occasionally, that might get healthier actually as the season goes on? You start to get some of those bodies back?
Let's hope so. Yeah, I mean, I can't comment specifically, but there are a number of guys that are kind of just lingering around. That, you know, we're hoping they come back, and if we get some guys back, then yeah, it would be nice. But like I said, right now I'm just trying to win with whatever's available to me, and we as a staff, I think we've put together a good plan with the guys we have, and you know, we have to adjust a little bit sometimes. Sometimes you have to, you know, ask a guy to, you know, you want to make sure you're not asking a guy to do something that isn't his, you know, isn't what he does well. You know, we got to look closely at those things, and I think we have a good plan for the Bruins.
Where has Troy Williams stepped up the most from what you guys saw in spring and what you guys wanted to see him do in the regular season?
Well, for me, what he's done is just take control of the team and be a leader, and you know, other than lately he's done a really good job in the passing game of taking care of the ball, you know, knock on wood. I mean, he's throwing it, he's taking good care of it, and, you know, they'll be in it at some point, he'll throw an interception or something, but he's taking good care of it. He's not making silly decisions and doing a good job taking care of the football. You know, we got to possess the ball better. Our ball security's got to be great now, because as you've seen, we've run him a little more lately, and which is a little new to him. He's never been a runner. I don't know if people know that, but he didn't run very much in high school. He didn't run at Washington, but he's a good enough athlete. You know, we're running him a little bit, and got to take good care of the ball and hold on tight.
Find him on Twitter at Coach Roderick, Utah co-offensive coordinator, Coach Aaron Roderick. Coach, we appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, Coach.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.